I look at the world, the world's in trouble.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
That's true.
Amen.
And the world has got to come back to Christ.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And like I told you last week, when there was 9-1-1, seems like everybody rushed into the churches.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was good.
Yeah.
But were they going to into the churches to praise God, or because of their fear?
Mm-hmm.
And it appeared that they went in there because of their fear.
Amen.
And we must need to have a fear of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
We've got to have that fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And we have must need to look in a different way into the Holy Scriptures than what we have in the past.
Yes.
You know, I think that we also have must need to look at Isaiah chapter 33.
Yes.
Especially at verse 6. And that, you'll notice, is where we'll find wisdom. And this is the word I leave with you today. Wisdom, knowledge, and stability.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We need salvation. But you know, through that salvation, we're going to gain strength.
Yes.
We all need strength.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
At this day and time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As we look around us today, it seems as though the whole world has gone crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Or is going crazy.
Yes.
I'd like to emphasize something, and that is that they have already gone. Not that
yes.
They're going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when I look at going crazy, I look at something such as, what have you done for Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone and presented the message of repentance?
Mm-hmm.
You know, John the Baptist, he preached this very message.
Mm-hmm.
We have must need to present the message of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody said, say the message.
The message.
Now there was a Bible that's out called The Message.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it, but it kind of breaks down the scriptures. But today, beloved, I don't use anything but the King James.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That is my main, the Bible is my main text.
Yes.
Amen.
But once again, we must need to remember the doctrine of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The doctrine of Jesus Christ. What was the good and what was the evil? But you know, Jesus, he always remembered.
Mm-hmm.
He always remembered.
Uh-huh.
What faithfulness and honesty and integrity and dignity look like.
Yes.
I've got a question that I want to present to everybody. Now you think about what I'm about ready to say. Elder, I'll be here next year again. You will have more people than you have seen in the past. I just had to say that.
Hallelujah.
I just really believe that. That's the Holy Ghost in me.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I have for you is this. How does Jesus see you?
Hallelujah.
How does Jesus see you?
Man.
Does he see you not just as a born-again believer? He doesn't just see you as one that has been baptized in the lovely name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But how does he see you where your faith is concerned?
Yes.
How does he see you with what you are doing? Are we out trying to make disciples?
Hallelujah.
Are we out trying to win the lost at any cost?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are we out with a desire to love upon the brethren out there, out into the world?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Are we out there getting excited about Jesus?
Amen, yes. Brother.
Amen.
That's so vitally important.
Yes.
How does Jesus see you?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's a good question.
Yes, it is.
You know, I have a guitar. I don't play the guitar, but I'm going to start learning. It's a Taylor.
Taylor.
Oh, my goodness. It's a Taylor, very expensive instrument. But I was able to buy it from a man that wanted some money. And it's about $3,500, $4,000 instrument.
Yeah, that's a
rare
guitar.
And God just let me have it.
Amen.
Gave $1,000 for it.
Oh.
Amen. Play that
guitar.
But
now I'm going to learn to play it.
Amen.
When I see you playing that, you sit back and play it like,
it's just natural, huh?
I said, will I ever be able to do that? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Let's remember.
You can do it.
Remember.
Yeah.
You know, the ninth Psalm, verse 17. And I don't know if you guys are taking notes or not. I would urge you to. But if you're not, that's okay. But we're looking at the ninth Psalm and verse 17. And we're looking at the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that have forgotten God.
Uh-huh.
Everybody say forgotten God.
Uh-huh.
We do not want to forget Jesus.
Hello.
I've been studying a book on the book of Romans. This is the second book I've read. And the book's about this thick. And within the book, there are probably six or seven different books. And that's why it's so thick.
Yeah.
The pages are paper thin, like you please. I mean, they're extremely thin.
Yeah.
So they can get more on a little bit of paper. Okay? But we have much need to not let people slip into hell.
Amen.
You know, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I will. We are quickly becoming a nation of the walking dead.
Mm-hmm.
Of the walking dead.
Yes.
A nation of zombies.
Amen.
Walking around with their head in the cloud, not really knowing where they're going.
Yeah.
You know, a zombie is defined as the body of the dead person given semblance of life, but mute and will bless no will control the supernatural force for evil purposes.
Amen.
I want you to think about a situation and I beg you not to slip in to apostasy. Mm-hmm. Once you slip into apostasy, that and now that that old Adam nature, mm-hmm. if you please, mm-hmm. there's no coming back. When you step over the line, mm-hmm. there's no coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apostasy is the rebelling against the truth of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's important that you remember that. Apostate. There's nothing good about an apostate. That's what happens in our nation's people when they become zombified or become a zombie. I've done all that I know what to do for coming and presenting Jesus Christ to you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you today, beloved, that I love you.
Hallelujah.
More than you know. I was at the house just wondering what I should really say if I was called on to speak today. And I just want to tell you again and again and again, how does Jesus really see you?
How does Jesus see you? Amen.
And the ones that are walking with their head in the cloud, nothing affects them. Nothing makes them happy. And they just stay in a spirit of sadness. And it's very seldom you'll see a person like that break down and cry.
Yes.
Man.
Nothing makes us angry. Nothing evokes joy in us. Mm-hmm. Most are just going through the motion. Everybody say motion.
Motion.
Just a few weeks ago, in Michigan, in the United States of America, not some deep, dark jungle or whatever, a deep, dark corner in India, but every time you turn around, someone is tippy-toeing into the house of God. And they're not going in there to sit down in the first couple of pews,
mm-hmm.
they're going to see how many born-again believers they can kill.
Mm-hmm.
Take heed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have two gentlemen in our church in the state of Maine that carry firearms.
Mm-hmm.
So they could spend protection upon the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We have just must need, beloved, to get in there and to pray that these rascals stay out of the house of God.
Amen.
They're not there to get saved,
Amen.
But they're there to try to find people that aren't saved.
Mm-hmm.
And we have must need to keep them out.
Amen.
There was a place, I believe it was in Florida. They have the state police coming, and they're out here trying to protect the children. So after the children are all in the schoolhouse, they lock the doors.
Mm-hmm.
They lock the doors.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
That's right.
Yeah, it's horrible now.
But you know what, I'd like to talk about a bit here. There is a path back to God's glory, back to a place of protection, back to a place where there's a good amount of power.
Mm-hmm.
You go into some of the churches that I have preached in, and there's no power.
Yes. Uh-huh.
There's no power in the church.
Yes.
There's no power in the music.
Yes.
There's no power in their testimony.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I tell you, in that power, you're going to find stability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's going to be stability.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Once again, Isaiah 33 and 6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be stable of all things, and strength in salvation. You know, when I got baptized in Jesus' name, I was a very young man then. He said, I was jumping so high. It was by this high. They said my head was almost on the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
I was excited.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Jesus.
And we need to be excited.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We have must need to be excited.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Here's a Jesus that has gone to Calvary to pick us up, to save
Jesus.
Us,
yes.
to wash us in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
But people aren't excited about Jesus.
They're not.
They're thinking, well, what are we going to eat for dinner when we get out of church?
Mm-hmm.
Or what are we going to do Monday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
But if you want to go out here and do something, do it for the Lord.
Amen.
Do it for the cause of Christ.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The fear of the Lord is, again, the beginning of wisdom.
Yes, it is.
And the knowledge of the holy understanding.
Yes.
That's what you need to look at. Holy understanding. Go ahead.
Amen.
Holy understanding. Say it.
Holy
understanding.
Hallelujah.
You can take that from Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10.
Yeah.
This is more of a teaching lesson than it is a evangelistic message.
Amen.
But there, without the repentance, without the blood, without the presence, without the power and the glory of God, they have lost the fear of God. What are we going to do if people don't fear God? They're going to miss God. We're going to miss God.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we have received Him into our hearts and our lives.
Amen.
You see, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snare of death.
Mm-hmm.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The problem we have is we haven't been taught the fear of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The God of the Bible, the one who opened up the Red Sea and swallowed up the Egyptians.
Yes.
The one who opened the earth and swallowed up the sons of Korah.
Yes.
The God of the Bible. The God who burned up the two sons of Aaron because they offered to him strange fire.
Strange fire.
Everybody say, strange fire.
Strange fire.
Strange fire.
The God of the Bible, the one who rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
Yes.
The God of the Bible. The one who sent poisonous serpents among the people, and many of them died because of their sin.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, but
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, but elder, you don't understand. That was the old God.
Yes. Same God today.
Amen. He was angry in the Old Testament. Our God is the New Testament God.
Yes.
He's all grace and all mercy.
Hallelujah.
He's not angry anymore. He's calm. He's better adjusted now. He's on our side.
Yes.
He's on our side. Somebody should have told Ananias and Sapphira that because they didn't get the memo.
All right.
Jesus. Yeah.
Did not get the memo.
They did not get the memo.
Right.
What happened?
They died.
They went out there and lied.
They lied and dropped it.
And like that,
dropped
the
dead.
Holy Ghost dropped them dead.
Dropped them dead.
Make sure, no matter what the circumstances are, beloved, tell the truth.
Amen.
You know the story of the man and his wife tried to deceive the Holy Ghost. You don't deceive the Holy Ghost.
No.
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. Boy, I'll tell you what. I don't know, Elder, if you have ever seen an angel. I've had that experience. And it just makes you, you know, open your mouth and just
change.
I was in a very bad accident. Maybe one day when I come here, I'll show you a picture of the accident. And I was trying to get out of the truck, and I couldn't get it open. And there came a great angelic being.
Wow.
Put his big hands on the window where my window was open, and he pulled it.
Wow.
And he ripped that metal like it was a piece of paper.
Wow.
And I tell you today, that angel had arms just here. I could see from here up about right here, and that was it. That was it.
Wow.
So he took me to the ambulance with by means of took me into the ambulance to the hospital, and there was a female state policeman, and said, "How'd you get out of that truck?
How did you get out? How did you get out?"
I said, "Ma'am, you would know this, but I said you probably won't believe it, but
see that?
I would believe most anything."
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "You are not the only one that has seen an angel."
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
You got an angel.
That's beautiful.
Blessing. Yes. That's a
blessing.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you what. We serve such a beautiful God.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And I think a great fear of the Lord is that the Lord come upon the church.
Amen.
I don't think that a lot of people are not having that fear.
Jesus.
We must have a brand new vision and desire for the fear of the Lord to take hold of the church and on our lives. Proverbs 10:27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened.
Amen.
Proverbs 14:26, and I'm closing. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge.
Hallelujah.
We better get ready.
All right.
Everybody say, get ready, get ready,
get
ready.
Get ready.
We better get ready because there is a major house cleaning coming.
Yes.
To the church, and along with the coming, a healthy dose of the fear of God, which will stabilize the church. And I've said this, all this to say, get ready, get ready.
Amen.
And get ready.
Amen.
Because the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is about ready to take place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Elder Rob, let me ask you, how do we get ready? Study this right here.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Study that right there. If you know there's some sin into you, ask God to quench it.
That's right.
Ask God to take it away. Ask God to cast it away as far as the east is from the west.
Amen.
And the east is from the west means that there was no east pole or west pole.
No, there isn't.
There's only a north and south pole.
Yeah.
But I tell you today, this elder here loves you guys.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'll be here next Sunday, but the Tuesday after it, I'll be flying back to the state of Maine.
Amen.
Remember me in prayer.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glad to have you. Come on back.
Amen.